Man City have a £350 million defence, and not one of them is world class. What's going on, people? Welcome to the 12th Man Talk Show. I am your host, Nahominio.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Man City have the most expensive defence in history. Roughly 350 M's worth of defenders. They spent more on their defence than most countries do on their own defence, on their national defence. Now, personally, I don't think it's worth more than 150 million, but let's go through them anyway. So we've got Edison first. So, all right, cool. Going to throw in the goalkeeper, but they're not easy to find. So I'm going to blow the 34 million they spent on him, but I will remind you that De Gea costs roughly half of that. He is actually a good keeper from what I've seen so far. Like, his distribution and his composure is amazing. All right, let's go centre backs. John Stones, come on, 50 million. Joking. His name is Stones, not Rock. You know what I mean? He's not a rock. He's decent and he might go on to become special, but my first requirement from a defender is to be able to defend, not to be able to dribble to the halfway line just to make a 5-yard pass to a real baller. Yeah? So he should learn to tackle and read the game. For me, he's not worth more than 25 million right now. Yeah? Otamendi, 34 million. There are no words to describe how much I can't stand this guy. The only thing I rate about him is his beard. That's the honest truth. Right? Positionally, he's awful. He doesn't read the situation right and he gets it wrong very often. He's a serial fouler. Now, not just because he's got a nasty streak, you know, like any self-respecting Argentinian defender would do, but because he's too dumb to spot danger. He wouldn't spot it if he was standing right next to him talking to him about beard products. Man, the guy always flying into challenges, misses a challenge, and leaves a giant gap. Now, I'm not going to say he hasn't improved in his last couple of years, but that's more down to the fact that City keep the ball for so long. So, actually, there's less time for him to be able to make the mistakes, but he still does make mistakes. So, for me, he ain't worth more than 15 million. Right, Mangala, this guy really should just be a personal trainer instead. You know, football really ain't for him. I mean, it's been almost 4 years and we're still waiting for a decent performance from him. Like, it looks like all he does is bang weights and smashes protein shakes. That's the honest truth. I mean, he got loaned out to Valencia last season and they went from being a good team to fighting a relegation battle. Like, he was offered to Valencia for 15 million at the end of that loan and they said no thanks. I wouldn't pay more than 10 million for him, and even that's being generous, I think. Kyle Walker, 50 M's. Now, personally, I didn't rate Kyle Walker for a long time, but to be fair to him, he has stepped up many levels in the last 3 years. Now, personally, I think 50 million is too excessive for him, but that has more to do with the fact that he's English and he's coming from one of their rivals. Yeah, so he is in the top five in the world in his position, so I think 35 million would have been value for me. Would have been his value for me without the mythical English tax. But saying that, I think he will prove his worth over that time. Danilo, 26 million. This is a 26 million pound backup dancer at Real Madrid. Like, not even a second choice most of the time out there. He was pants whenever he played. So really what happened is they just didn't really let him play. So how did he cost 26 million? I wouldn't have paid more than 15 million for him personally. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be wary sometimes when no one else is bidding for a player that another top club is going for. You got to think about that for a second. Mendy, £50 million for Mendy. Now, for the record, I'm actually a very, very big fan of Mendy. I think he's sick. He's got pace, power. He's got excellent delivery. He's brilliant at defending in one-on-one situations. All sorts. He's very, very good. And I genuinely do think he can go on to become one of the best left-backs in world football. However, the man played a single good season. £50 million is unacceptable. I mean, do Man City even negotiate? Like, just for the fact that Mendy wasn't proven over more than a single season, I wouldn't have paid more than 35 million for him. 30 to 35, sorry. Yeah. But saying that, I do think he's fully going to justify his cost if he gets over his injury and comes back how he was before. The one from today, Laporta, £58 million new boy. This one is crazy. He's their record signing. This guy has never had a senior international cap for France. He's not played in the Champions League. I mean, he was a hot prospect a couple of years ago, but then he broke his ankle. Now, he's been decent since he's been back, but not £58 million worth of decent. You can't pay £58 million for that kind of potential. I mean, he's not even as good as Davinson Sanchez, and he cost a full £18 million less than what Tottenham paid for him. And people said that they spent way too much money on him at Spurs. The last one is Vincent Kompany. £6 million he cost. Peanuts. And he's still their best defender. Good old Captain Pregnant Head. Poor guy. You got to feel sorry for him. But you know what? He's still better than all of their centre-backs. You know what I mean? None of these centre-backs, in my opinion, would get into the Spurs team. Or even the United team, in that matter. You know what I mean? Like, so really and truly, what is...